Dixie knocks, sorry, stop you round, he ounce a gown, a gown, the fame of holding up, that you leave out.
We're back with more of Lake Effect Weekend, and I'm Bonnie North. One of the great musical traditions in Nova Scotia and Cape Breton is its Gaelic singing. That's Gaelic as in the language of the Highlands of Scotland, brought to eastern Canada by the waves of Scottish immigrants over the years. Mary Jane Lamond is a big name on that scene. She fell in love with Scottish Gaelic songs as a child, and she's since dedicated herself to preserving this traditional music. She's teamed up with her best friend, Wendy McIsaac, who also happens to be an award-winning fiddler, pianist, and step dancer. Together, they released the album Shane, which draws on the works of Cape Breton musicians of old and tunes that have survived the generations. It was named one of NPR's top 10 folk Americana albums of 2012. Mary Jane and Wendy, along with guitarist Seth Peters and multi-instrumentalist Kathy Porter, are playing all weekend at Irish Fest, and they're also playing for us here in the studio. Right now, we're hearing a Scottish milling song. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you so much for having us.
We're hearing Mary Jane Lamond, Wendy McIsaac, Seth Peters, and Kathy Porter in the studio, and just fantastic stuff. And this is from the new album, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. The new Shane, it's called, and Wendy and I, it's our, although we've been playing together for 18 years, making music together. I sang on one of Wendy's CDs, and she's played in my band for years, but this is our first kind of collaborative effort, or as a duo, so it's great fun to do it.
You're so comfortable playing together. I can see it here in the studio. And then how did Seth and Kathy come in?
Kathy played in my band a number of years ago, and we did a lot of touring in the States together. I had kind of, as Wendy said, had played with a smaller group, and eventually Wendy and Seth and I did some gigs. I had just had some gigs come up and just wanted to try something a lot smaller. And then, of course, we had the idea to do this CD together, and we had Seth. There's lots of guests on the CD, though, but, you know, we had planned to do something quite small. And so we did a couple of shows with just the three of us, and we really felt like we wanted to add another person. And Kathy was just, you know, she plays accordion and percussion and sings. So she was, and she's a great performer, too. So we just thought she'd be great, and she was willing to come along with us.
Now everybody wants to steal her from us.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing.
It is good.
I mean, that's fantastic when you wanted that much. And I love the mix of percussion that I'm sitting in front of. I mean, for the radio audience, you're sitting on what would be the bass drum. Mm-hmm. And then what are the other pieces that you've got there?
There's a cabasa and a shaker, and then these, the toenails, they're actually made of shells from Cameroon and from South America.
One of the things I love about the arrangement of this song, it's a very modern sound. It's very sort of jazzy. I really like it.
Actually, Seth and I were quite a lot before we started the album. We were out in Saskatchewan somewhere and just sort of fooling around with the song. And I had been just playing with left-hand buttons on the accordion and just moving, you know, just those chords like that. And that seemed to work. And then we kind of further worked on it, and then actually ended up doing this on the recording with a pianist called David Mulligan and Karina Hewitt, who's a harpist. They're a couple from Scotland, so we sent it to them. So he does Celtic, but he's also a jazz player, so I think that influenced it a little bit too, the feel of it.
And tell me about the song. It's a work song?
It's a work song. We call them milling songs in English and in Cape Breton, and they call them walking songs in Scotland. People might be more familiar with that term. It's Oran Woy in both places, so it's in Gaelic. So when they take the cloth off the loom, the cloth has to be fulled and the fibers shrunk. So they would sew it in a big circle and pound it back and forth on a table when it was wet, and so that shrinks the fabric and it gets passed around. And this is women's work, and so there's literally thousands of songs that go with this kind of work. As Alan Lomax said, I think he said that the work songs of the Scottish Gaels are like the jewel of Western Europe, because they're so numerous and vast, like rowing songs and reaping songs, spinning songs, weaving songs. So they sang to every kind of work they did. So there's a lot of these very rhythmic songs, and they're very popular in Cape Breton. They've really stayed in the tradition.
Now, obviously, they came from Scotland to Nova Scotia and Cape Breton with the Scottish immigrants. But do they still sing them in Scotland in the same way, or has Cape Breton and Nova Scotia really sort of taken over this tradition and kept it alive?
No, I'd say, you know, people would still sing, certainly for walking songs, there's a lot of women get together. Like, there are different walking song groups that get together who demonstrate walking, and they sing the songs.
And what about the Gaelic itself? Is it pretty similar still between the Highlands in Scotland and Nova Scotia?
Oh, yes. It hasn't really changed. I mean, certainly our vocabulary in terms of there'd be a few things here and there, you know, in terms of the landscape was quite different in winter and all of these things. And we haven't really developed words for technology because it's very much a social language, and we still socialize in a very traditional way through the ceilidh, gathering people together and just singing songs. And so there isn't really any kind of industry around Gaelic the way there is in Scotland through broadcasting. And, you know, there's the councils and, you know, the Bórs na Gaelic and ceilidh, like, so people, so they've developed a lot of terms that they use quite regularly for computers and things like that that just don't come into our speech as much. It starts to become more familiar now, like, you know, post-Jawan is an email, which literally is an electric letter, so electric mail. So, yeah, so there's a few things that we've become more familiar with because people are working on projects. And as you were working on things like a website, which was developed called Andrachach Etering, which is an all-Gaelic website that I worked on, because you're working on technology, it starts to become easier to find the Gaelic for it than to switch to use the English words all the time. So if the situation arises, I guess that's when the language gets developed for
right.
it.
Right. I was going to say the language adapts.
Yeah.
Because you have to.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
What are we going to hear next?
Well, we were talking about how a lot of the songs came over from Scotland, and this song actually was composed in 2004 by Gertie Donawalch and Brian O'Hara. Gertie is also known as Jeff MacDonald. He's a neighbor of mine. And Celtic Colors International Festival commissioned he and Brian O'Hara, who's a singer-songwriter from Scotland but via Ireland, obviously by his name, you can tell. And they call it Talaigh na Beinne Gutama, which is the Blue Mountains Lullaby. So it's one of the hills in the Craigneish Hills that I see at my window living in Glendale in Inverness County in Cape Breton. And it's as if the mountain is speaking and the mountain is welcoming the gales as they come and welcoming the sound of the music they're making with their axes as they're clearing homesteads for themselves. And then the mountain goes on to lament the decline of the language and people leaving to go elsewhere.
Acunya famisho onrishua shinche kushia namo huang and chiaroch and boy kitswan are yawnike. And not to the freckers come open. Falilo, snohoro elegoro. Falile, snohoro elego. You Badile, snahoro enigo. Ermatin, garik mi anjawaha. Moharish, is monroch chian kukyan. Kyo, natuaya snaduanakan. Yeast me is hook me in a found. Body do, snow do, eh, go do. Body day, snow do, eh, go. You live. Show is von a cow of moran. Nam Harish, Emma Juan, and Catapuan. Fanny me, Gantawick, and them modern. pálido, sonoro e negro. Pálile, sonoro e negro. Yurivo, sonoro e negro. Pálile. Ischunuk mi mokout in a chia wagas. Skunk and coin me and can and cure a bwas to be. Can and kaya kurua a chia nash. Valido.
Thank you so much. That was just lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. Now, Mary Jane, I know you have played Irish Fest before. Wendy, have you been here before?
Yeah, the same year.
Okay. 7 years ago. In the same. How about you two? Have you, so Kathy hasn't and Seth, you haven't. So this is your first time. And this is also a Nova Scotian showcase this year.
Yes.
Which is really lovely.
Actually, the first time I was here 7 years ago, it was as well. We had a big tent there. It was kind of like Nova Scotia Corner. Yeah, it was like old home night last night at backstage, and all the people and different bands came by to visit us who weren't from Nova Scotia, so that was fun. Yeah.
One of the things that we talked to Glenn Graham before the festival started, just about, you know, what makes the Nova Scotian sound, kind of the tradition of that, because it mixes so many things, you know, from Scotland, from Ireland, from Acadian. There's that influence in there as well. And you've developed this tradition that is unique to the world of traditional music, but you can still hear all of those influences. And so I think it's really wonderful that they're doing that, that they're kind of focusing on it.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, we have some singer-songwriters there as well. Yeah, that I suppose they've been influenced, too, by all those things as well. In terms of what we do, I think the songs are pretty straight up the way they would have been sung. And I don't think the tradition in terms of Gaelic singing changed that much, really, from what they brought over from Scotland. I think it was pretty much stayed the same and certainly had less influences than other traditions. I mean, it's a very conservative tradition anyways. I remember the first time I was over in Scotland, I was in Harris. Some traditional singers came over to visit me since I knew I was there visiting, and they were invited over, and they started singing a milling song, a walking song that was sung on the north shore of Cape Breton. And of course, I knew where the people were from, Lewis and Harris. Originally, their ancestors would have been. And I knew the songs came from there, but it was really an amazing experience to sit there and hear this song. They sang the same melody, the same verses in the same order as I'd heard it on the north shore. And that's 200 years those people had no contact, and that song hadn't shifted in either place.
Wow.
That's quite amazing, isn't it?
It is. I would have expected some difference.
No. There was very little, yeah. In the real tradition, there was very, very little change, yeah.
Even just the way, like, my grandparents and our grandparents, the Gaelic speakers, the way they spoke, in English. My grandparents could speak Gaelic. They didn't speak it to us, but amongst themselves they did. And so they, you know, they had these accents, which I suppose I have a little bit of. Then to start hearing some of the speakers from Scotland, from certain areas, it just, I couldn't believe how much they sounded like my grandparents, you know, like after all that time. You see where, you know, the accents come from.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. The influence in the English. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find that people in the United States are less aware of the Nova Scotian tradition and what you have in terms of music, or are people kind of catching up here?
I think they've been aware for quite a long time. I performed in when I was here 7 years ago with Mary Jane and as well with a band called Beolac. There's five of us in the band. We used to tour in the United States a lot in places we had never been before. And simply because we were a band from Cape Breton, the show would have a lot of tickets sold just on that alone. So people are absolutely aware of the music that comes out of Nova Scotia and, I guess, Cape Breton.
It depends on where you go, too. But I don't think it's as well known as, say, the Irish music. But, I mean, Riverdance had a lot to do with that. Make this idea of Irish music in people's very clear in people's heads. So I think in terms of Cape Breton and Nova Scotia, then there's some awareness for sure among people who know the music, Celtic music. I think they're
yeah, maybe not so much a general audience.
People
who like Celtic music in general definitely know of Cape Breton music, Cape Breton style.
Well, we're gonna go out with is it jigs, reels?
Yeah, and if you have enough time, I could put a Strass Bay in front of them so you can get that.
That'd be lovely.
Sense as well.
Let's do it.
I'll play a Strass Bay I've been playing called, it's called The Duke of Gordon's Birthday, so it's an older tune that came over. Then we're going to go into a set of tunes from the album called The Yellow Coat Set, and there's four reels, which I just have been playing for years at the dances at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mary Jane Lemon, Wendy McIsaac, Seth Peters, and Kathy Porter, thank you so much for coming in and performing for us, and enjoy Irish Fest.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Bonnie.
And welcome back to Milwaukee. It's great to have you back.
Oh, it's really nice to be back. It's a beautiful city.
Mary Jane Lamond, Wendy McIsaac, Seth Peters, and Kathy Porter are part of the Nova Scotia Showcase at Irish Fest. As always, there are links to schedules and websites from ours, wuwm.com/lakeeffect. We'll have more music from Nova Scotia coming up next, but you'll be forgiven if you think it sounds distinctly American. The Modern Grass jams in the studio next on Lake Effect Weekend from WUWM.